Well, first off, I mean, football is back. I think that's the biggest news we've heard so far. Before we go into that, what were kind of your thoughts on the Mountain West decision to cancel the season? Like, how are you guys feeling about that?
I didn't get too invested in a decision or a no decision. I was like, with everything that was going on, I kind of expected it. You know, once other conferences started to shut down, I was just like, I was prepared for anything, honestly. So when it shut down, I was just like, I guess more time to work, you know, but I can't control those things. So I didn't have a problem with it, but it wasn't my favorite thing when I heard football was canceled, but I'm glad it's back now though.
Yeah. That leads us into our next question. Like what was your first reaction when you heard the season was going to be resumed? Were you surprised at all? Or were you like pumped that the season's coming back?
I was definitely happy with it. I don't know. I wouldn't say I was surprised, because leading up to our decision, I mean, the Pac had made a decision, Big Ten made a decision. So I was like, I know the Mountain West is going to follow suit, you know, but I was happy though. I mean, I don't know how I would have felt without a year of football. I've been having football every year since I was like five, you know? So it's good to have it back.
Yeah, it definitely would have been rough, man. I mean, it's already hard enough to find stuff to do, but I'm excited for some Aggie football. So I hope I can go to every game. Apparently, even if you're a senior, you still have to like apply, use your A number. So we'll see how it goes.
Really?
Yeah, they told us it's like you swipe your A number and then like you get taken out of like the priority. But apparently, if you have like herd premium or something, we'll figure it out. But
yeah. All right,
I'm a sophomore, so I'm at the bottom of the list.
I mean, hey, at least they're letting some people into the game. That's the plan. I mean, it's better than none, you know?
Yeah.
That's definitely true. But, yeah, how are you feeling about this season? I mean, what are your personal goals to accomplish? And I guess the team goals win the Mountain West. But what are some of your goals for this season?
Definitely prior personal goals. I think I had, 50 tackles last year, so I would want at least more than that. Definitely assert my role as a leader on the team more. That's been my biggest goal since last season, you know, and I think I've done a good job with it. I definitely want at least like 5 interceptions. And then team goals, of course, is Mountain West Championship. And I definitely have the confidence that we can achieve that this year for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I'm excited. Before we kind of go into the season, I noticed, you know, your freshman year, you came in, you're 150 pounds, you redshirt. And then sophomore, you all of a sudden bulk up to 175, started getting some more playing time. I'm just curious, man, like, what did you do to change that? And then how did that kind of help elevate your game?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I came in 150. I was actually 149, to be exact.
Oh, okay. Dang.
You know, I knew that I could play no matter what weight I weighed, because I have the heart, you know I have the ability, but I knew if I wanted to be successful and elevate my game, I would need to be stronger, bigger, faster and everything. So I just started eating a lot. I mean, that's basically, we lift weights all the time. So the weight part is there, the strength, the muscle and all that, but I had to figure out how to put weight on my body, you know? So I was on a very high calorie diet, you know, I would eat 10 times a day probably. Just, you know, I had to bulk up and put it on. And I mean, it's not easy keeping it on either. You know, when I gained that, I kind of lost it during season, you know, but I'm probably my heaviest and strongest right now. So I'm glad about that.
What do you weigh in right now?
I'm like 178 right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You definitely flipped the switch on that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to.
Yeah. So like you're talking about, it's your fourth year here at USU. We're excited to watch. We're all grateful that we're able to have a football season. So, what do you feel? Are you feeling good about, you know, your fourth year here at Utah State? Like you said, you're trying to assert yourself more as a leader. What do you think you've been doing to try to get to that point?
Within my position group, I'll start there. You know, we have younger guys. You know, I'm officially one of the older guys in my group, you know, so I had to kind of realize that switch has happened, you know, now that I'm not younger, somewhere on the younger side, I had to be a leader, you know, I have to, I really try to lead by example now, you know. I had to switch my mindset, you know. Sometimes I would be kind of off doing my own thing, but, you know, I've learned that people are watching me, you know, and, you know, just running around, making sure my teammates are good, you know, communicating with them, and making sure everybody's having fun. That's probably the biggest thing for me, is if we're not having fun, I mean, I'm like, nobody wants to be out there not doing well and not having fun, you know. So,
yeah.
I just try to build good relationships with my teammates, you know.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I think we can definitely see that on the field. Like I said, we're excited. So first game of the season, you guys are playing Boise State, and it's an away game. How do you feel about going down to Boise, Smurf Turf, the blue field? You guys excited?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I mean, normally we play Boise end of the year, you know, whatever, that type of situation. But, I mean, first game, you know, you get your first game is Boise. And everybody knows how Boise is, you know, year after year. So, I mean, I love it. I think it's perfect, you know. And with the no fans, at first I was like, that would be kind of weird. But I think I'm happier about that, like. It'll just be us and them. Like, no, nothing else is just us and them. So if that's what it comes down to, you know.
Yeah. No crowd factor. Just straight up football. You and them.
Just us versus them. Exactly. But now I'm excited about it though. I know that our team is ready. You know, for this, for whoever it might have been first game. I know we're ready. But Boise's on the schedule, so that's what we're ready for.
Sweet. I guess going back to, you know, some of the players on the team, you know, Tipa's in the NFL, Jordan Love, all these guys, especially Tipa being on the defensive side like yourself. What were some things you noticed about his game that you, like, respect about it, and, like, how did that kind of translate on the team?
Yeah, with Tipa, I mean, Tipa had a motor, you know. Whenever it was time to go, no matter what it was, he would go, you know. And one thing I also noticed is that Tipa wasn't afraid to take teaching or coaching, you know. Even though he was one of our main guys, he would take coaching and learning from anybody that he could, you know. And that's kind of what I've been trying to understand, you know, get a hold of, is it's all a learning experience, you know. Anything that I can add to my game is good, you know. And I know my coaches they're gonna coach us hard, like they always say, they're gonna coach us hard, and it seems like they're being mean sometimes, but it's I mean, it's what we do, you know. So yeah, I definitely remember that about him. He took coaching well, and he learned, you know.
Awesome, yeah. And then going back to, I mean, I kind of like your story, man, honestly, because you play against Chino Hills High School, and there's a lot of sports there. I mean, you got the Ball Brothers and all those guys. I mean, I'm curious to know. So, I mean, you got a pick six against Chino Hills High School, right?
Probably. that was a long time ago. Yeah. I can't even think back that far right now.
It was like returns a 47-yard touchdown interception. I was like, dang. But I guess, was there a lot of drama with Chino Hills when you were there? I mean, were they kind of like out of Chino Hills? Or like, how was it playing against a team that had, you know, celebrities?
From the football aspect of it, while I was there, Chino Hills was a pretty dominant team. You know, my sophomore and junior year, they were one of the teams in our league to beat. You know, it was them and Rancho Cucamonga High School, and playing against them, you know, you always had to, you had to bring your game, you know. And there, I mean, of course, the celebrities at their school and everything, you know, it was a different feel, you know, playing Chino Hills. I kind of felt like they knew who they were, and they knew they were good, you know. So, I mean, yeah, that was, from that aspect, it was cool. And then from the other sports, like basketball, Chino Hills coming to our gym, sold out gym hours before the game, you know, because the Ball Brothers, it was cool. It's crazy, but I mean, it was cool to be there.
Yeah, it seems like a crazy type of high school culture down there with all the different celebrities, everyone's kids going to school down there. So,
yeah, it's pretty interesting, honestly.
Yeah. So one thing I did want to ask. So unfortunately, we weren't able to land BYU on the schedule this year. Mm-hmm. What do you feel about that? I know, I mean, personally, I'm not a fan of BYU. That's just my take. And so I would have loved to play them, but I just wanted to know, what was your thoughts on that?
I honestly didn't think much of it because I knew that we were playing league games, and I know that we play them every year, but I also know they're not a league game. So I kind of wasn't expecting them to be on the schedule. And then I saw that they were on Boise's schedule. So
yeah,
I don't know. I don't really care too much about it. I mean, I know our schedule now, but when I saw that, I was just like, well, what would be the point of that? You know, if we're not,
Exactly. And I know San Diego State also has them on their schedule as well.
Oh really? I didn't know that. See, yeah. I don't know. But I mean, whatever. When the time comes again, it is what it is. But I mean, I would have loved to play them again, of course. You know, that's a good competition.
I guess, what do you feel like, Andre, the Utah State team has this year that they didn't have last year? I mean, you guys lost some players, but I mean, what do you feel like you guys have to give for the Mountain West this year?
I would say we're definitely looking more physical. A lot more physical, you know. That was a big lesson to learn from last year, you know. But we're more physical. We have depth. We have depth in our skill positions for sure. I know that, you know. But those are probably the two biggest things that I can see for now is we're more physical, more hungry, and more at it, and depth. And not just we have a lot of players in a position. I mean, we have a lot of players that can play in those positions. You know that. If somebody with the COVID, I mean, you know, with COVID, anything can happen. So if somebody goes down, I believe that we have the depth of people can step up and keep it rolling, you know? So that's
I think that's big through all college teams right now. And we're seeing it in the NFL, you know, when, you know, a player gets COVID, you know, the Patriots had to have their backup QB come in. And so I think having depth in not just, you know, offense or defense, but having it throughout the whole team, that's definitely a huge factor that can contribute to wins.
Right, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of the NFL, I like to know Utah State athletes. I mean, a lot of them just say they like players more than certain teams. I don't know what it is. It might be like a thing they say in athletics. But there's a lot of teams in California, right? But what are your top NFL teams you like and top players?
Oh, man, you are going to hate me for my answer. I don't know about the other people that say that, but I genuinely do not have professional teams. Doesn't matter what sport it is. I don't care if it's football, basketball, hockey, baseball. I don't know what it is. I genuinely do just watch players, you know. I watch a lot of guys that came out from my area, you know. I watch Darnay Holmes that's on the Giants, you know, because he plays my position. He's from, you know, Southern California. And I mean, I watch guys like that. I watch the Packers, you know, because Tipa. But I mean, I wouldn't have a team. If I had to go with the team, I would probably say not on like a bandwagon thing, just because I want Lamar Jackson to win really bad. I would say the Ravens, simply because of him. I want him to win a Super Bowl bad, you know. But I can't say I have a team.
Oh yeah, I feel that. I mean, it's common, right? It's hard to like follow one team when you're so focused on everything else, but. Right. I respect that. I mean, I hate saying this, but I'll just say it. Like, I grew up in Boston, and so, I mean, I'm a Patriots guy.
Right.
So it was hard, you know, watching Tom Brady, Gronkowski. But I'm excited for this year and Cam Newton to see how he does. So.
Well, yeah, I think Cam can do what he does. You know, I don't think – I mean, of course, you're losing Tom Brady. It's like, what can you do about that? It's Tom Brady, you know. But yeah. I think Cam is a cool little switch up, you know, for the Patriots style of play, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, you, Gabe, got any favorite NFL teams, players?
Well, to me, I really like Patrick Mahomes. He's my favorite player. Just when he got drafted, I watched him at Texas Tech. He was incredible there. So watching him win, and then we got an Aggie on the Chiefs as well. So that was awesome. But growing up, I grew up with the old school Utah State, so Robert Turbin and Bobby Wagner. So when they got drafted and they went to Seattle, our family went all out Seattle. So I've got Seattle Seahawks gear all over my room at home here. So definitely a big Seattle fan. So, and I know they're playing well this year. They're doing really good this year.
Yeah, Russell's MVP caliber right now. He's the real deal.
Definitely.
Well, sweet, Andre. Appreciate you being on Behind the Bull. I appreciate you taking some of your time. We want this to be kind of quick. We kind of do quick podcast interviews. We're not about the whole 1 hour feature. But if you want to one out, let us know.
Love it. I loved your clip because I am tired from practice. But I appreciate you guys having me for real.
Yeah, of course. Of course, and it's been also awesome.
Do highlight videos. We weren't able to get one done this week, but next week we'll have one done, and then we'll post it, and then we'll send it to you as well, and just like tag us behind the bull. So
sounds good. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate it, Andre. Take care.